Well, in Alabama, rescue workers are searching for survivors of the devastating tornadoes that tore through the southeast yesterday. At least 23 people are confirmed dead in Lee County, Alabama, and the number of missing people remains in the double digits. At a press conference this morning, Lee County Sheriff Jay Jones said that children as young as six are among the dead, and the damage to homes and infrastructure is catastrophic.
It looks almost as if someone took a giant knife and just scrape the ground. There are slabs where homes formerly stood. There are debris everywhere. Trees are snapped. Whole forested areas are just, the trees are just snapped and lying on the ground.
Joining us now from Beauregard, Alabama, is Miranda Fulmore, reporter with WBHM. Miranda, you're in Lee County, the hardest hit part of Alabama. What kind of damage have you seen today?
Yeah, so I've seen a lot of downed trees, a lot of trees on houses, big chunks of wood. People are currently out in the field doing search and rescue, but also cleanup. They have a lot of chainsaws out, but there's trees and debris everywhere, a lot of closed roads. This is a really rural community, so there's a lot of trees around, a lot of cleanup to do.
And this is an area, you're between Auburn in Alabama and Columbus in Georgia, but as you say, a very rural community. How much warning was there for these tornadoes?
You know, there was a good amount, of warning. They started warning on Friday, the National Weather Service did, about possible severe weather and tornadoes. And I know when people typically think of Tornado Valley, they think of, you know, the West, but Alabama has their own version of Tornado Alley. And so people usually take it very seriously here, but at the same time, this is a really rural community, so, you know, they don't necessarily have the means to leave or want to leave. So there was warning from the National Weather Service, but when it came on Sunday, it came Sunday afternoon, right after church. A lot of people had just gotten home, so they had to get to their safe place quickly.
And, you know, I grew up in Tornado Alley, sort of in Illinois, in central Illinois. 23 people dead in a day is pretty significant. Are people just in shock there?
It is pretty significant. We haven't seen a lot of this in Alabama since 2011. I will say the sheriff, Jay Jones, was talking about how in his whole experience here in Lee County, he's never seen anything like it. He said even in 50 years, he's never seen anything like this. There's a whole stretch of a street where just people, their homes were destroyed, and unfortunately, they died as well. So this is, it's a challenging time for this town of 8 to 10,000 people.
What kind of effort is underway right now to find more survivors?
So there are about 200 law enforcement and emergency management search crews out and about. They're using canine units to help detect people, and then they're also using heat detection drones to help detect heat in specific areas to hopefully locate people that may be under rubble and not easily identified. So those search crews are out and about right now, but Sheriff Jones says he isn't surprised if the death toll rises, because as of right now, the missing people, the amount of missing people is in the double digits still.
And the Alabama governor, Kay Ivey, declared a state of emergency last night. President Trump tweeted this morning that he's working closely with the governor and with FEMA to give the state, quote, A-plus treatment in responding to the tornadoes. Are local officials feeling like they're getting the help that they need?
According to Sheriff Jones, he feels that way. There's a lot of local law enforcement here. There's actually only about around 80 law enforcement here, but they have 200 total. So people, law enforcement from other communities, surrounding counties, but also surrounding states. They're right Lee County is right on the edge of Georgia and Alabama's borderline. So some law enforcement from Georgia has come over as well to help with search efforts and cleanup.
That is WBHM's Miranda Fulmore joining us from Lee County in Alabama, which was devastated by yesterday's tornadoes. Miranda, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And the tornadoes that touched down there were part of a larger weather system that spawned tornadoes in other parts of Alabama, as well as Georgia and the Florida Panhandle yesterday. It also brought heavy snow to parts of the Northeast and dangerously cold temperatures to the upper Midwest.